Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
I'm Allison Keyes in Washington. Heavy snow is falling from the northeast to New England and also in the mountains of the west coast as the storm that's left at least 10 people dead rages on. Reynolds Wolf is at the Weather Channel.
In some locations, especially north of Boston, could deal with anywhere from 8 to 12 inches of snowfall. Lesser amounts when you go out towards the west. But along the coastline, one of the other big stories, the wind. Places like Boston over to Logan Airport could have anywhere from 40 to 50 mile per hour gusts, more of the same in Martha's Vineyard, Decatur. Cape Cod, a very raw and messy day to say the very least.
CBS's Jack Renault is in Kentucky.
In Louisville, Mayor Craig Greenberg declared a state of emergency yesterday that's still in effect because there's lots of standing water. There's still active power lines that are down, and it's very risky to be even just going about your daily activities. And he's just warning folks to be very, very careful and only travel for essential purposes.
President Biden's doctor confirms that a lesion removed from his chest last month was cancerous. What does that mean for his possible reelection bid? CBS's Christina Ruffini.
The 80-year-old president's age and health have been a constant part of the conversation about his anticipated, though still yet not confirmed, reelection run.
When will you announce your reelection, sir?
CBS News has confirmed the Biden reelection team is working to put together an advisory board of high-profile Democrats to help unify the party. After months of polling showing Democratic voters' reluctance or concern for a second Biden campaign given his age.
1 month now since that toxic train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio, and KDKA reporter Chris Hoffman tells us a compound has been detected in the air.
Acrolein is a chemical compound. It can form during combustion, and it can be an irritant to your lungs.
This is sort of a snapshot, right? It doesn't necessarily represent what the long-term situation is.
Dr. Albert Presto with Carnegie Mellon University says the air monitoring was done between February 20th and 21st. Other chemicals matched EPA reports, as did the acrolein levels. He says to know what this means for the long term, more studies would need to be done.
The president of the European Union, Roberta Metsola, is calling for more help for Ukraine.
If we want to have a safe Europe, we need to have a safe Ukraine. If we want to have a safe neighborhood, then our neighbors need to be safe. And therefore, we need more weapons, we need more artillery, and air defense should be considered.
She met with Ukraine President Zelensky, calling for a special tribunal to look into crimes against humanity. This is Ukraine's military says it's holding the front line in the eastern city of Bakhmut, even though it's nearly surrounded. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit SkyRizzi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZZI to learn more.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Mixed precipitation possible at times this afternoon, otherwise cloudy skies. Highs around 40, westerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. A few flurries possible at times. Tonight, lows level off around 19. Cloudy skies. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 42. 1 to 2 inches of snow tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 34.
Welcome to WFHR's Over the Back Fence. This is the show that invites you to call in to buy and sell items, help neighbors, and have a few laughs. There's no price limit on items, although we do ask you keep it to 3 items per call, and for-profit businesses must pay for advertising. WFHR offers no warranty, assumes no liability, and makes no guarantees regarding any items offered for sale. WFHR reserves the right to edit or to refuse any items or to terminate any phone call. Remember, when you call into Over the Back Fence, you are calling in a live radio show, and your call will be live on the air. Your call may also be recorded as part of the entire program for future use. The opinions expressed on this show are that of the host and callers and not necessarily that of WFHR, its advertisers, ownership, or staff. When you call in, please turn your radio down and have fun. And now let's get to it. It's time for WFHR's Over the Back Fence.
Oh, listen what the man said. This is the show. This is Over the Back Fence this Saturday morning at 11:05 on the clock. Thanks for joining me, everybody, on Over the Back Fence this wonderful 4th of March. It's not Sunday, it's Saturday. Starting off the show on the right foot, everybody. But you can help me get the show going. 424-2600 is the number to call if you're looking to buy or sell some items with your friends and neighbors. If you want to talk about events coming up around here and all throughout central Wisconsin, our listening area, or if you want to talk about anything else, that is what we are here for as we go through March. Can't believe it is March already. 2023 is whizzing by. And it's kind of hard to follow. So I'll be going through a lot of stuff here today. I'll be touching on some sports stuff. I got some sports scores from last night, some local sports happening, and I want to let you know all about that. Some sports coming up this weekend and some other programming information as we go along here, both here on WFHR and on our sister station, WisCountry 105.5. We've got, of course, our mailbag items, our news and notes, and our calendar of events coming up as we go throughout the day. But those phone calls are the important part of the show. 424-2600 is the number to call. I want to remind everyone, if you have not done so yet, the Winter Farmers Market is open as we speak. It's located at the Moravian Church, 310 First Avenue South. In the basement there is an elevator, so don't let that stop you. A lot of great vendors there. Go check it out. Food and crafts and other kinds of items. It has been a great experience so far at the church having that this winter, and we do appreciate everyone who comes by and checks things out. So that's happening till 1 o'clock today. Let's go into some sports here. I got a little bit of information about a couple of happenings last night, some good news and some bad news. We'll start off with the bad news first. If you were listening to Randy and Don last night on WIRI, they were broadcasting the boys' playoff game. The Assumption boys were playing Newman Catholic in Wausau last night. I got to check that game out a little bit. Randy was sounding really, really good. Unfortunately, the result was not so good. Newman Catholic 66, Assumption Boys 55. So both boys and girls teams have been eliminated now from the playoffs. That is going to end their run for this year. Congratulations to all the seniors for all their accomplishments, boys and girls both. Tough break. Wish they could have gone on a little bit further, but that's going to wrap up the basketball for the Wisconsin Rapids area for this year, both men and women. So we'll look ahead to next year and hope they have a better luck next time. And looking forward to some other sports coming up here on WFHR and WIRI, I should say, because that is where the home of all of our high school sports are. Hopefully Randy can get some baseball games in this year. That'd be great as well. So stay tuned for all of that. Now for some good news. Our very own River Kings opened up their playoff run last night, and they did not disappoint. The River Kings 6, the Minnesota Blue Ox 2. That's right, in a nice, commanding fashion. The River Kings continue on with the playoffs. They only have to win tonight to continue on to the next round. It's a best 2 out of 3. We're hoping that they will do that tonight, wrap it up, and not have to go to tomorrow. The game is at 7 o'clock tonight. Let's fill the Southwood County Rec Center, everyone. Let's cheer on the River Kings, get them another win so they can go on to the next level. James and I were talking a little bit on Friday about what a great year it's been for the River Kings. New coach, new GM, Coach Peckman. He's been so great. He's been coming very regularly to playmakers. It's been great talking to him about everything. So let's keep it rolling, everyone. Let's keep these guys going. 6-2, the final last night. 43 shots on goal. Wow. For the River Kings. That's great. So you can check that out on just go there in person at 7 o'clock tonight. We don't have any, we're not scheduled to broadcast that game. So if you want to see her, if you want to have any experience with it, go to the Southwood County Rec Center tonight at 7. And that is when the puck drops for game 2 of their playoff series with the Minnesota Blue Ox. A couple of notes here for some sports coming up. Wisconsin has the men's hockey team, the Badgers, are going to be taking on second game in the Big Ten tournament against Michigan tonight. And that's going to be at 5:30. Over on WIRI, starting at 12:30 this afternoon, Marquette are taking on St. John's, another Big East matchup. The Marquette men's team has won the East outright. They're looking really good this year. So it's kind of fun having a team that's been so good. If you want to check out them, WIRI 105.5 at 12:30 today. Then looking ahead to tomorrow on Sunday, 5:30 p.m., the Wisconsin men's team will be taking on the Minnesota Golden Gophers. Now, you'll notice that time is at 5:30. That means that game will be preempting both Seth Faces the Music and Director's Cut for tomorrow. So keep that in mind, everyone. We love our Badgers, so it's okay. It's okay. They can preempt our shows, he said somewhat sadly, but that's all right. Badgers trying to wrap up the season here, going into their tournament very soon in the Big Ten tournament. So they're playing Minnesota tomorrow at 5:30. No Director's Cut, no Seth Faces the Music, but if you listen in at 1 o'clock tomorrow, you'll hear a rebroadcast of the Sunshine Polka Party show. Tim's show was great this week, and if you were lucky enough to listen to it at 7 o'clock this morning, good for you. But if you didn't, tomorrow at 1 after the Cripes cast with Charlie Behrens, which, by the way, will also be following this show today. Right at noon, we've got Charlie Behrens' show, the Cripes cast. And at 1 o'clock, we've got Under the Helmet, Earl and Gilbert Brown, the guests of the Gravedigger, will have their hour-long show recorded earlier this week, and then you get to hear it all in its solo glory, let's say, at 1 o'clock today. It's Under the Helmet, plus some other regular broadcasting that we have, the best of our weekly shows, and then at 6, it's Max Inc. Radio. Great music show, too, by the way. And yes, I am willing to say that, even though I also have a music show. So we've got lots of sports stuff coming up here in the next few weeks, so stay tuned for that. We've got tournament basketball. We've got tournament hockey coming up. It's going to be fun, both on IRI, on WFHR. And hopefully the River Kings will continue on their run here, their run in the playoffs. And don't forget that on Monday at 10, we'll be talking about all this stuff on Playmakers with James and his guests, and of course, your phone calls on all about what's happened over the sports in the weekend and looking ahead to next week. All right, let's go ahead and take a phone call right now. Good morning, you're on the show.
Good morning. We have a piano to give away. It's in very good working condition, and it looks fine. And then we also have a tonneau cover that would fit a 5-foot bed. We got it off of our Ford F-150. It's almost like brand new, and make an offer. And our number is 715-435-3290.
435-3290.
Thank you very much. Enjoy your day.
Thank you. You too. Appreciate the call. A couple of items here. One for sale, one for giveaway. They got a piano in good shape they're giving away. And also they've got a cover for a truck bed. They're going to just whatever, best offer, whatever you got for them, they will take it. 435-3290, 435-3290. And that's how it's done, everybody. That's what Over the Back Fence is all about. Let's get those phone calls coming in, 424-2600. And, of course, in just a little bit here, we'll be getting into our mailbag items and our news and notes, calendar of events coming up this next week and points beyond. Want to talk about all kinds of stuff going on. So, by the way, just want to remind everyone, if you want your events to be on Over the Back Fence or on other times where some got something in the works right now, and I can't tell you too much, but events, we want to start really promoting area events here, especially for nonprofits and any kind of community event that's going on. We love to get that out there to the public. Let us know. You can send it to anyone here at Civic Media. You can send it to me, Seth.Habhegger, H-A-B-H-E-G-G-E-R, at civicmedia.us or all the other folks that we have around here. Go to our website, WFHR.com, and you can see some more information about how to contact us. You can call us up, 424-1300. That is the business line. You can leave a message there. If you have an event, just let us know. You can drop it off in person. Flyers are great. If we have some information off of a flyer, that is very helpful for us as well. Get those events to us. We want to be your community calendar here in WFHR all throughout central Wisconsin. All right, let's go ahead and take our first break. When we come back, we'll get into our mailbag items, our news and notes, and, of course, more of your phone calls. 424-2600 is the number to get on Over the Back Fence right here on WFHR, locally grown radio.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crudités at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were crudy takes.
Crudies takes. See, man, it all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org, brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Did you know your favorite shows and hosts are active on social media too? Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or LinkedIn and be part of the conversation happening there. And go to our website, civicmedia.us, to learn more about the Civic Media Network.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Mixed precipitation possible at times this afternoon, otherwise cloudy skies. Highs around 40, westerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. A few flurries possible at times. Tonight, lows level off around 19. Cloudy skies. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 42. 1 to 2 inches of snow tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 34.
Welcome back to Over the Back Fence here on WFHR, everybody. Someday, it is today, someday you'll call in, 424-2600. So listen to Marshall Crenshaw there. Get those calls in. We want to talk to you today about anything you want to talk about, buying, selling, events in the area. Let's get all that in there. And while I'm waiting for your phone calls, let's get into our mailbag items and our news and notes and our calendar of events. Great to just let you know that while I'm going through this information, you can call up. I'll finish reading what is in front of me and get to your call as soon as I possibly can. All right. One item in our mailbag today. It's an interesting one, though. They're for sale, some used darkroom equipment. Everything you need to turn film into negatives and negatives into prints. Two enlargers, safe lights, trays, paper, timer, and much more. All this, $200. You can call 715-421-4748. Please leave a message on that. They'll get back to you. Number once again, 421-4748. That is everything you need to start your own darkroom. $200. Not complete, but it's all there. Everything you need to turn film into negatives and negatives into prints. Thank you very much, everyone, for sending stuff into our mailbag. We'd like some more items, of course. We'd like to collect them throughout the week, and then we can read them here on Saturday morning. You can send these to Pam, Pamela Hilke. Pamela Hilke is the email address to send that to, Pamela.Hilke, H-I-L-K-E, Pamela.Hilke@civicmedia.us. She will collect them that way. You can also info@WFHR.com, OTBF@WFHR.com. Whew, lots of emails to go through there. Of course, you can always call up 424-1300. You can drop it off in person at 1690 2nd Avenue South. That is where we are on the roundabout there. Come check us out. I know it's been over a year since we've been in this building, but it would be great if you still want to check it out. It's a great building. It's great stuff. Come on down and check it out if you have not done so yet. We'd love to see you and say hi. So all of these different ways that you can get stuff for a mailbag. Remember, when you do email us, it's limited to 3 items. And that contact information is, of course, very, very important. So we can get people in touch with you to get your item or to have the item that you're looking for. We want to connect you that way. All right, getting into our news and notes here and our calendar of events. Lots going on right now at the Wood County Parks and Forestry Department about the snowmobile trails. Lots of information going back and back and forth on this. And we'll get to that in just a second. But first, let's go ahead and take a phone call. Good morning. You're on the show.
Yeah. I have free wine bottles. If anybody's looking to make some wine, 715-423-2469.
423-2469.
That's it. Thanks.
All right. Thank you. Have a great day. Got some wine bottles to give away. If you're looking to fill those bottles with your own wine, you can call 423-2469-2469 if you're looking for some empty bottles. All right. Now, turning to the Wood County Parks and Forestry Department, a recent release from yesterday about snowmobile trails. Basically, they have deteriorated greatly. So the Bakerville Snow Rover snowmobile trails have been groomed and are remaining open, but that is it. As of 8 o'clock this morning, Wood County has closed all other remaining snowmobile trails. With this weird weather, of course, the snow has not stayed from that big snowstorm we had the other day. So sorry, everyone, if you're looking for an extended period for snowmobiling, not the year to do it. Of course, it's March. You never know what will happen. County trail maps can be accessed at the Wood County Parks and Forestry Department website, which is co.wood.wi.us/departments/parks. Please travel with caution, of course, if you're still going on the open trail. Conditions vary from fair to poor. Some areas have exposed water and ice. Travel at your own risk, everybody. Respect landowners and stay, of course, on marked trails. Multi-use trails are still groomed and the tracks are set on that one. They're still opening up the Powers Bluff Winter Sports Area this weekend, both Saturday and Sunday. 2 sessions, 10 to 1 and 1 to 4, and all-day passes, of course, are also available. Facebook, Instagram, Travel Wisconsin are all places to get updates on trails and other winter sports activities. All right, let's grab a phone call. Good morning. You're on the show.
Good morning. I have for sale 4 tires. The size of them are 245. 75R16. They have about 1/8 of an inch of thread on them, maybe a little bit more. $15 are best offer for all of them. And I know last time I had tires off of this vehicle, farmer bought them for his hay wagons. Mm. So they're like a 6-ply tire. So,
715-424-1058.
Thank you.
Have a great weekend. Some tires for sale. If you're interested in those, 424-1058 is the number to call. Let's stick with some Wisconsin Rapids. This is from the Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. Looking for some feedback. The Sports Commission is inviting the public to help complete a survey and participate in their next meeting. They are conducting a survey to assess the needs of the sports community in the city of Wisconsin Rapids and other municipalities of Southern Wood County, a short survey that aims to reach anyone who is passionate about Wisconsin Rapids area sports and obtain insight into how the organization can best meet community needs. The survey may be completed online by using the web link. Let's see if I can get it in there. It's surveymonkey.com/r/sports-commission-public-survey. That is the website you would go to. It's going to be open until Sunday, March 20th. So you have from now until March 20th to get your input in there. Please pass along the survey to anyone you feel may be interested. Survey results will be shared and discussed at the upcoming Sports Commission meeting. That's Tuesday, March 21st at 4:30 p.m., hosted at the Southwood County YMCA. The meeting is open to the public, and the Sports Commission welcomes all to participate. So this is a great opportunity if you are interested in sports going on in Wisconsin Rapids and other cities in Southwood County. Great opportunity to get your input in there. Go ahead, take the survey, attend the meeting. We'll be talking about this again as we go along, as we get closer to that. But good opportunity to help help your community by putting your input, getting some ideas in there. Looking to the Lowell Center this week and the activities that they have Monday through Friday. Do want to let everyone know that because it is tax season right now, from 8 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. on Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday, they're offering the AARP Tax Aid Program. If you need some help with your taxes, they are available there. Some other highlights we do want to put out there. At 10:30 on Monday, there's a card workshop going on. Then on Wednesday at 1, there's the Bunko Social Hour. Bunko's a game, by the way, just in case you didn't know. It's not Bunko. Of course, they have lots of other things throughout the week to check it out. They've got arthritis exercise. They've got line dancing. They've got all kinds of great activities at the Lowell Center, located at 220 3rd Avenue South, suite number 3. And that is, of course, in the Centralia Center. And if you have any questions, you can talk to them at 421-1051, 421-1051, if you have any interest or if you have any questions about the events going on at the Lowell Center. Before we continue on, let's go ahead and grab another phone call. Good morning. You're on the show.
Yeah, I've got a few things for sale. I've been cleaning out what I don't use anymore. Mm-hmm. I've got a dozen pint canning jars and a dozen quart canning jars. They're regular mouth, and they're a mixture of ball and cur in the boxes. And I've also got to give away some gun digests from years 1964 all the way through about mid-2000s. They can take some or all. Otherwise, they're going to be recycled. They're in great shape, non-smoking home.
All right.
Okay. The jars are like $5 a box, $5 a dozen.
Okay.
No lids and rings, just the jars.
All right.
If you take them both, I'll give you both for $8, so $4.
All right.
423-4822.
423-4822.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great weekend. Some canning jars to sell right there if you're interested in that, and some old gun digest to give away. 423-4822 is the number to call if you're interested in either one of those. Thank you. Thank you very much for the call so far. Making my job easy today, everybody. Let's go ahead and look ahead all throughout March. There's opportunities to give blood through the American Red Cross. And let's see what they have for March. If there's anything, of course, any time is a good time to give blood. And they do not want a blood shortage. That's one of the big things that they're focusing on this month, throughout the month of March. If you give blood, platelets, or plasma all through March, you will receive a $10 Visa prepaid gift card by email. Plus, you'll be automatically entered for a chance to win a $3,000 Visa prepaid card, which will help towards expenses of like gas or groceries, of course. That's always helpful. If to make an appointment, it's easy. There's a lot of different ways you can do it. You can go to redcrossblood.org. You can call 1-800-RED-CROSS. Or you can download the Red Cross Blood Donor app. Yes, all different ways that you can get an opportunity to get an appointment. And here are some of the times and places coming up that we do want to highlight. We've got one coming up on the 9th in Plover. That is at Woodlands Church, 190 Hoover Avenue. And that's from 12 to 5 p.m. That's on March 9th. Woodlands Church, 190 Hoover Avenue in Plover. That's happening coming up here this week. And then we've got more coming up later. We'll touch on those as we get closer. I missed one here. Rosholt is going to be having one on the 8th. From 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., and that's going to be at Rosholt High School, 346 West Randolph Street in Stevens Point. That's in Rosholt, not Stevens Point. Just kept reading there. 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., Rosholt High School, 346 West Randolph Street, and that is going to be March 8th. And of course, if you're in the Stevens Point area, lots of opportunities to do that as well. Monday and Tuesday this upcoming week, 12 p.m. to 6:15 p.m. at the Stevens Point Blood Donation Center, 3201 C Main Street. They're taking Wednesday off, but then they will be open once again Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, 8:15 to 2:45 on Thursday, and then Friday, Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 2:45 p.m. Once again, Stevens Point Blood Donation Center, 3201 C Main Street. We have more blood donations coming up in Wisconsin Rapids here, and we will let you know about those as they get a little bit closer. Looking ahead to a Help the Homeless hygiene drive that's been going on now for a couple of weeks. That's going to be wrapping up tomorrow, everyone, so make sure you get those in. This is going to be helping the Family Center and, of course, the Focus Food Pantry at SWEPS. The most needed items this year, cleaning supplies, feminine needs, bathroom tissue, diapers and baby care, hair care, deodorant, dental care, body lotion, laundry soap, kitchen trash bags, paper towels, face and bath, so basically anything to help clean, keep yourself clean and neat. That's what they're looking for. So go ahead and find a place to drop those off. They of course, all remain in the communities here where they're collected, and that's Help for the Homeless Hygiene Drive going on right now through tomorrow. Let's go ahead and grab another phone call here. Good morning. You're on the show.
Good morning. I would like to announce, if people did not know it, that tomorrow is the St. Philip's Church in Rudolph, their annual pancake breakfast.
All right.
They have potato and buttermilk pancakes and a bake sale, serving from 8 until 12 in Wagner Hall. They're serving potato and buttermilk pancakes, pork sausage, applesauce, and sweet rolls. And it's adults for $10. 6 to 12 is 5. 5 and under is free. And it's a special that all proceeds and $1,500 matching funds will be used for the main level bathroom project at St. Philip's.
All right.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Appreciate the phone call. Great, everyone. If you have events that you need to get over these airwaves, you can always call up during the show, 424-2600. That was a great example of that. So another pancake breakfast happening tomorrow. Go ahead, check it out. Pancake breakfast. Who doesn't like pancake breakfast? I mean, come on, everyone. They're great. We're going to take a quick break right now. When we come back, I've got a bunch more information to go through here the coming week, plus another pancake breakfast and some fish fries, of course, during Lent coming up. All that will cover all that. More of your phone calls as well. 424-2600 here on Over the Back Fence on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Light the lamp.
Go the way down. He scores. A 200-foot empty net goal for the captain.
And defend the ice.
Driving in, centering pass. Oh, great sliding left pad save.
This is America's college hockey capital.
Fire one towards the net and scores.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
What is dedication?
My daughter started making necklaces. She makes what we call affirmation fashion. I tell her every day that your black is beautiful. And if there's anything better than being beautiful, it's being smart. And if there's anything better than being smart, it's being kind. And reaffirming that every day is our method of making sure her chin never drops.
That's dedication.
Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Mixed precipitation possible at times this afternoon, otherwise cloudy skies. Highs around 40, westerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. A few flurries possible at times, tonight lows level off around 19. Cloudy skies, tomorrow daytime highs approaching 42. 1 to 2 inches of snow tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 34.
Welcome back to Over the Back Fence, everybody, here on this Saturday, March 4th, 2023. The song that used way too many orchestra hits. Get ready for that. 424-2600 is the number to call to be on Over the Back Fence on this Saturday. Like I mentioned, looking to buy or sell items, anything else you want to talk about today, events coming up, appreciate that as well. And speaking of events, one I almost forgot to talk about that's happening tomorrow, St. Bronislava's Holy Name Society All-You-Can-Eat Breakfast will be held tomorrow from 8:30 a.m. to noon at St. Bronislava Catholic Church, located at 3200 Plover Road in Plover. The menu includes buttermilk and potato pancakes, French toast, breakfast sausage links, milk, juice, and coffee. Cost is $9 for ages 13 to adult, $4 for ages 5 to 12, free for ages 4 and under. The meal is cooked by the men of Holy Name, and the table service is provided by St. Bronze Boy Scout Troop number 201. Proceeds from the breakfast go towards the parish, school, and youth needs. Thanks, and they thank everyone for their support. So looking at some art news here in the area, this is a very cool event that will be happening from our friends at the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center. And if you have not had the chance yet, you still have a couple of days left in order to enter some pieces of art into the Aspiring Artist exhibit that's going to be happening at the Central Wisconsin Cultural Arts Center from March 14th to April 20th. You can enter 1 to 3 pieces. All art mediums are accepted. They need delivery by March 7th, 8th, or 9th. So that's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday this coming week. Mark your calendar for that because the exhibit will be opening and you can meet the artists on March 16th from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. They're having a open house for everyone and to meet the people whose artwork is being displayed. All artwork must arrive ready to hang or display. Make sure it's all ready to go. Please review the specifics on the entry form that can be found on the CWCC's website, or you can, of course, stop by their offices and ask them if you have any questions as well. So go ahead and check that out. If you are an aspiring artist and you have not yet had a chance to display your art, this is an excellent opportunity to do that. Going along to the week here, a couple of events that we always like to talk about. Of course, bingo is going on at the Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge, number 693, 430 West Jackson Street. Doors open at 5 p.m. Bingo starts at 6:30. This is a weekly event. Helps support the Elks and all the great things they do for veterans, for scholarships, and other things in the community. We do appreciate our local Elks Lodge. All right, let's take a phone call. Good morning. You're on the show.
Good morning. Good morning. I am calling for my friend that lost her 4-pound cane, the lighter weight kind.
Okay.
715-424-1495.
424-1495.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. Have a great day. Someone lost their 4-prong cane. If you can help, if you found one and you can help them out, all you need to do is call 424-1495. That's 424-1495, a lost 4-pronged cane. I do want to remind everyone, if you are calling in, please turn your radio down because it can cause some feedback on the headphones here, and it's not pleasant. It's not pleasant to hear. Plus, it's very distracting if you're trying to talk on the phone and listen to the radio and the delay there. So just keep that in mind. But if you do find that cane, 424-1495 is the number to call. Moving ahead to Thursday, I'm going to continue talking about food. Why not? Our good friends at the Neighborhood Table, which is a part of Focus, are having their neighborhood meal from 4:30 to 6 p.m. on Thursday at 2321 West Grand Avenue. Check out their great new digs over there. All of Focus is now headquartered in the same spot. That's also where Sweps is. And we love our good friends over there and all the great things they do for our community. Coming up on Thursday, 4:30 to 6 p.m., the Neighborhood Table will be doing their community meal. Of course, remember, weather is always a concern. We've had a couple of days recently where we've had to cancel that. So keep tuned here or keep your ears open just in case the weather turns south. Couple of fish fries coming up that on every Friday, this Friday, and every Friday through Lent. The first one we're going to talk about here is the Nakusa Port Edwards Knights of Columbus and their drive-through fish fry. That consists of beer-battered fried cod served with a baked potato or some potato salad, coleslaw, dinner roll, and dessert. Price is just $13. That's a lot of food there. That's Fridays, 3 to 6 p.m., and they're doing that at Sacred Heart Parish, 711 Prospect Avenue in Nakusa. They ask that you please enter on the 7th Street side and follow the signs. They can get your fish fry that way. Sounds good to me. Making me hungry. Nakusa Port Edwards, Knights of Columbus, drive-through fish fry. Fridays throughout Lent from 3 to 6 p.m. And then our friends at the St. Lawrence Catholic Church, located at 530 10th Avenue North in Wisconsin Rapids, are also having their Friday Lenten fish fries. This is dine-in or carry-out. You have a choice. And this will consist of baked or fried fish, potato salad or french fries, baked beans or pasta salad, coleslaw, bread, tartar sauce, and a dessert. If you're eating in, salad bar is also included. What a great meal. $12 for adults, seniors $11.50, kids $8, carryouts available for $12. That's at St. Lawrence Catholic Church, 530 10th Avenue North, Wisconsin Rapids, 4 to 7 every Friday through Lent. Our friends at Extension Wood County are going to be joining our other friends at Focus, and they're going to be offering some classes throughout the month of March. It's very cool. All these classes are offered from 3 to 4 p.m. at Focus, 2321 West Grand Avenue. The first one we have coming up this very week, March 7th, horticulture, planning your garden, gardening tips, and caring for houseplants. That one I need a little bit of help on. Janelle Weir, the horticulture educator, you've heard her on these airwaves on Morning Magazine. She'll be there to teach that class. That's coming up March 7th. Then on March 14th, nutritious eating ideas, meal planning on a budget, super snacks, and making the most out of leftovers. Wow, a lot of great info there. Classes 3 to 4, again, that's on March 14th. Hannah Wendels is the Foodwise educator with the Extension Office, and she will be teaching that one. And finally, on March 21st, our good friend Jackie Caratini, human development and relationship educator, will be doing a financial class about budgeting, cutting expenses, your credit report, all kinds of very good financial solid information. You can RSVP for any one of these classes. You can call 715-421-8437 or go online at bit.ly/focus2023. bit.ly/focus2023. All great classes, all great information to help help your everyday life, and that's very cool. We love our friends over at the Extension Office. Looking ahead to next weekend, we have the 4th annual Morgan Gorst Memorial Blood Drive. Morgan was diagnosed with glioblastoma at the age of 12. Blood transfusions gave Morgan the strength to continue his fight and gave him more time with family and friends. Although Morgan's time here on Earth was far too short, the impact he made on others will last forever. Please honor Morgan's memory by donating blood. That's happening next Saturday, March 11th, from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. It's going to be happening at the RJ Tack Auditorium Gym in Spencer, Wisconsin. That's at 300 North School Street. Walk-ins are welcomed and appointments are honored. You can schedule your appointment by calling 877-323-4376. That's 877-232. Boy, I think I got that completely wrong, didn't I? 877-232-4376. It's brought to you by our good friends at Versity. And of course, if you are going ahead to do that, 16-year-old donors will need a parental consent form. And a helpful tip, make sure to eat a healthy meal and drink plenty of water before donating. All good information and a great way to honor Morgan Gorst. Coming up on Sunday, March 12th, we've got another pancake breakfast coming up. The Port Edwards Lions Club will be having their pancake breakfast from 8 a.m. to noon. All proceeds for this will go to the Port baseball and softball programs. Very cool. It's going to be at the Port Edwards High School cafeteria. Adults are $8. Children 3 to 10 are $5. The menu includes buttermilk, cranberry, or chocolate chip pancakes. Wow. Awesome. Scrambled eggs, sausage, applesauce, other beverages. The Port Edwards Baseball Association will also be holding a bake sale at the same time, so you can fill up there and bring some stuff home with you. Very cool. Port Edwards Baseball Association, all the proceeds will go to them for baseball and their softball programs. It's very cool. That's the Port Edwards Lions Pancake Brunch happening 8 a.m. to noon on Sunday, March 12th. Looking a little bit further into the future, our good friends over at the United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties are having their Power of the Purse event on March 14th. Do you have a purse for every mood, occasion, and day of the week? Are you passionate about childhood literacy? We have the perfect event for you. The United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties Women's United is holding an annual Power of the Purse event on Tuesday, March 14th from 5 to 7:30 p.m. The event will take place at the Bullseye Golf Club, 2800 Ridgewood Trail in Wisconsin Rapids. Tickets are available for purchase online at uwswac.org for $25 per person. At the door, it is $30. So buy your tickets ahead of time. You don't have to be interested in purses. You just have to be interested in helping literacy in Southwood and Adams counties. And the Imagination Library, it's such a great and fun event. Of course, Terry will be talking about it as she is on these airwaves throughout the weeks leading up to it. So stay tuned for more on that. But it's a great event, and we love to be able to promote it for them. I think it's time for one more break here, ladies and gentlemen. When we come back, we're going to have some more events that we're going to talk about, looking a little bit further into the future here of March. And, of course, let's get more of those phone calls from you, 424-2600, the number to call to get on Over the Back Fence here on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Hello, doorman. I have questions. Word around Wisconsin Rapids is that DoorWorks is the business to ask about all things doors.
Why, yes. For over three decades, we've been the premier door service provider in Wisconsin Rapids and the surrounding areas.
What services do you provide? And can I order a custom style or color?
We supply, install, and service a variety of doors. If we don't have it in stock in our large warehouse, we customize the style, color, and more. Call DoorWorks for a free estimate today.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Chance for mixed precipitation this afternoon, otherwise overcast. Highs level off around 40, westerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies, tonight a few flurries possible at times, lows level off around 19. Highs around 42 tomorrow, 1 to 2 inches of snow tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 36.
All right, everyone, jump. Get to your phones. Jump. I'm just kidding. Over the back fence here. Seth, your host for the last couple of minutes of the show. Nice peppy song to wrap up the show here today. Hope you're having a great Saturday out there, everyone. Hope you're having a great weekend coming up. And don't forget to get yourself down to the Southwood County Rec Center tonight. Another playoff game. Great win by the River Kings last night. So go ahead and check that out. Got a few more events here I want to touch on. 424-2600 is the number to call in the last few minutes here. We got some cancer support groups coming up here, not this week, but the week after. But we'd love to give you a lot of lead time on that. Women's support group sharing meetings. This is for women cancer patients and survivors only. Please no support persons on March 13th. And then on March 14th, that's Tuesday, men's sharing support group sharing meetings. Again, only men cancer patients and survivors for that. All meetings are held 5:15 to 6:15 p.m. at Aspirus Riverview Hospital in Rapids, lower level conference center, rooms B and C. It's free. No registration is needed. And if you, of course, and have any more questions about it, 715-421-7442 is the number to call. 421-7442. The Hope Consortium has got a free webinar series that they're offering throughout the spring and summer. They've got some really interesting topics here that they want to talk about. This is about treatment and recovery service providers. If you are a human service personnel, criminal justice partner, prevention professional, and community and tribal member and leaders are all encouraged to attend the third annual webinar series. It's a five-part series that will be held the fourth Friday of each month through June from 10 to 11 a.m. via Zoom. The next one's coming up March 24th. And some of the topics they will be covering include substance use, outpatient treatment programs and medication-assisted treatment, self-care for wounded helpers, co-occurring disorders, and much more. A lot of great information here. If you are in a position to need this stuff, it's great to do that. For more information, you can get a hold of Wayne Sorensen, who is the project manager with the Family Health Center of Marshfield. Sorensen.Wayne@MarshfieldClinic.org. Registration is free, but they do ask you register, of course, to get the Zoom link. Go to HopeConsortium.org for more information and to register for that. Lots of great information there. Other events coming up here. We do have some other for help for caregivers managing caregiver stress. This is a more sessions that are offered by our good friends at the Aging and Disability Resource Center of Central Wisconsin. It says, for providing care for a loved one can be rewarding, but caregivers can also experience stress, guilt, and frustration. This is from the Powerful Tools curriculum, and they have a one-hour session coming up Thursday, March 30th. That's a little ways off, but we do want to give you the heads up for that because registration is required. They're offering two different sessions. Depending on where you live, is going to be the best one for you. The one for Antigo, Marshfield, and Wausau will be at the ADRC CW offices from 10 to 11 a.m. that day. If you are in the Merrill or the Wisconsin Rapids area, they do encourage you to come from 2 to 3 p.m. on March 30th, again, at the same offices. Both programs will be offered virtually as well. So if you can't get there in person, they will be also be going online to do that as well. If you have any questions, call them at 888-486-9545. You can also go to their website, adrc-cw.org. That's adrc-cw.org. A great way if you're a caregiver to help manage some of the stress that comes along with that. We got some more stuff that's coming up, but that's not till summer. So I'm gonna wrap up the session for today, everybody, for the calendar of events. If you have events that you would like us to talk about on these airwaves, please let us know here at 1690 Second Avenue South. That's where we are located. Come on in and drop off a flyer if you have one. You can email a flyer to us, and we will get that on the air, either on Over the Back Fence or some other things we have in the works. Just want to give people a heads up about that. Call in during the show, 424-2600. We can talk about events that way as well. Remind everyone that going on till 1 today is the Winter Farmers Market, right now till 1 o'clock at the Moravian Church, 310 First Avenue South. It's been going gangbusters so far this year. We really appreciate everyone coming in and the variety of vendors that we've had. It's been really cool. So let's keep it up. It's going through the month of April, everybody. Till the end of April, that'll be going on from 9 to 1 every Saturday at the Moravian Church. Keep that in mind. Once again, I want to encourage everyone to go to the River Kings game tonight. Hopefully they can wrap up their series against the Minnesota Blue Ox tonight and move on to the next round of the playoffs. Very exciting. We're very happy about the way that our River Kings have played this year. Nothing like going to a live hockey game. If you haven't had a chance yet, do it tonight. Let's fill that place up. As my colleague James likes to say, show them what home ice advantage is all about as they build hockey up and down the river. Big shout out to Coach Peckman and all that he has done this year with those young guys, and we appreciate all of that. Looking ahead to some programming notes here, we got coming up after this show, just a few minutes, the Charlie Barron Show, the Cripes Cast. Charlie, of course, is a very funny comedian from Wisconsin. He's very Midwestern. He's got some great guests and a lot of funny stuff coming on from Charlie. So catch that from noon to one. Starting at 1 o'clock, we've got Under the Helmet. That's Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram, our great colleague out of Milwaukee. And they have a fun show that they do 1 hour a week, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. And if you haven't caught it yet, it's great. Gilbert Brown, what a great talker, man. You thought he was a good football player. He's an excellent radio personality as well. And then, of course, after that, we've got our best of programming from Up North News, Earl's show, Dueling Tangents, Devil's Advocates, As Goes Wisconsin, of course. And then coming up at 6, from 6 to 12, we've got Max Inc. Radio, live radio show, music out of Madison. Big bands, little bands, doesn't matter. It's a really fun show. If you haven't had the chance to check that one out yet, we do encourage you to do that. Looking ahead to Sunday, looking at noon o'clock, that's right, 12 o'clock, we got a rebroadcast of Charlie Barron Show. So if you don't grab it today, you can listen to it tomorrow. Then at 1, it is the Sunshine Polka Show, rebroadcast from the 7 o'clock show today. We love Tim, and we love the fact that he's got two time slots in the weekends now. If you miss the 7 o'clock in the morning one, let's continue your day. Continue to be great Sunday afternoon entertainment from 1 to 2. That is the Sunshine Polka Show. We do a big shout out to Tim. Thanks so much, Tim, for doing this. He's got a place here as long as he wants it. And then no Seth Faces the Music coming up on Sunday. I'm very sad about that. Plus no new director's cut. We got basketball, though. The Badgers will be taking on Minnesota. That's going to start. Pregame starts at 5:30. The first tip-off at about 6:30. So stay tuned. Tune into that. See how the Badgers are going to end up the season in the Big Ten. And after that, next Sunday after that, well, we'll be back with a new Seth Faces the Music, a new director's cut. We got some great guests coming up that we're going to be broadcasting. We've got Rick Humphries, a poet, came over and shared some poetry with us. That's a great show. And then, of course, our good friend Joel Goodness, an actor, going to talk about some of his experience of being a professional actor. Great stuff coming up on Director's Cut. We got more musical acts in the queue. We've got some big ones, too. So stay tuned to Director's Cut. We have some great stuff coming up very soon. And that's going to do it for me today, everybody. Thanks for joining me on Over the Back Fence for this Saturday. Thanks for all the callers. I do appreciate each and every one of you and all you listeners. If you want to keep this show going strong, we need to keep those callers coming in. We need to keep everything going here on Over the Back Fence. So please, we do appreciate all the calls, but we could always use more. So get your stuff together for next week from 11 to noon, Over the Back Fence every Sunday here on WFHR, where we are indeed locally grown radio.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.